Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Okay, Des Cahill's here with the sports news.
Yeah, and the Euro 2024, it's thrown up some fantastic matches. It's been a great tournament in its opening week, and Scotland got their campaign back on track with a tense 1-1 draw against Scotland last night. Scott McTominay's deflected shot put the Scots ahead after 13 minutes, but Shaqiri equalised for the Swiss after an error by Anthony Rawlson. Now, given they lost their opening game 5-1 to Germany, this was deemed an impressive performance by the Scottish supporters, including David Moyes.
A big relief, actually. You know, I've been there before, and obviously to get the next game after a bad defeat out the way and get a better performance. Scotland showed greater fight, much more commitment, you know, looked as if they were in a game and gave the opposition a game. I've got to say, I think that they've done a lot of good things tonight. Steve have a lot to improve on, and I do think that Scotland can play better. We had four or five set pieces which didn't quite work tonight, which maybe on another night we get a goal from. But overall, look, us coming away from this game with a point was a decent result tonight.
Yeah, they'll need to beat Hungary in their last game to have a chance of progressing. Hungary were beaten 2-0 by Germany yesterday. It means the Germans become the first side to qualify for the knockout stages. Musiali and Gundogan got their goals. And Albania scored a dramatic stoppage time equaliser to deny Croatia a victory that severely dents the Croatia's hopes of advancing. It finished 2-2. Albania equalised in the 95th minute. Croatia will now need to beat defending champions Italy in their final game. Albania also face a tough test in their game against Spain. With three more games today, tonight England will be hoping to advance to the last 16 if they beat Denmark in the 5 o'clock game. Slovenia meets Serbia in the other match in Group C. That's at 2 o'clock. But the big game of the day, the clash of two Euro heavyweights at 8 o'clock, Spain play Italy in Group B. They met in the semi-final of the last Euros, and coincidentally, England and Denmark was the other semi-final. On that occasion, England won a 2-1 after extra time with a controversial penalty. Now, Denmark's form has dipped a bit since then, but the England defender Kyle Walker says they certainly won't be taking the Danes for granted.
No, I don't think we underestimate any opponent that we play. I think that you have to give them the level of respect that they deserve. Obviously, they've got a number of players in the Premier League, as you just said. I played a number of years with Chris Eriksen at Tottenham, and he was, in some moments, he can produce magic, you know, on a drop of a hat. So, listen, we go into the game fully focused and wanting the 3 points as, you know, we did the other night, and hopefully we can, probably like the boss just said, just play that little bit better in the second half, and them nerves have gone a little bit.
Now, the Olympic Federation of Ireland has selected the rowing team for the Olympics. 16 athletes to compete across 7 boats. A very experienced squad. The rowing team includes 9 Tokyo Olympians and 6 rowers with Olympic medals. That's unique, I'd imagine, in Irish sporting history. In racing, a remarkable milestone for Aidan O'Brien as Auguste Rodin won the Prince of Wales Stakes at Royal Ascot, providing trainer Aidan O'Brien with a 400th group or grade 1 triumph on the flat. Illinois justified favouritism to give Ryan Moore an 80th Royal Ascot winner in the Queen's Vase. Now, the feature today, the Gold Cup, strong Irish challenge, Willie Mullins Vauban will oppose Aidan O'Brien's Kyprios. There's also racing at Leopardstown. We have 2 Irish swimmers qualified for today's finals at the European Aquatics Championships in Belgrade. Danielle Hill in the 50-metre backstroke, Owen Corby in the 200 breaststroke. In golf news, with Rory McIlroy taking a break after the US Open, Shane Lowry and Seamus Power are the Irish entries in the Travellers Championship in Connecticut, and Leona Maguire and Stephanie Meadow chase a major. The Women's PGA Championship gets underway in Washington. Finally, cricket news, England produced their best performance of the T20 World Cup so far to begin the Super 8 stage with a composed 8-wicket win against West Indies. South Africa survived a scare before beating USA by 18 runs in the first game in Antigua.
Thanks a million, Des. It's now 7:42.